Sometimes she don't think I love her. Man, when you and God get together, all that other love go out the window. You know, Lord, I'm really trying to follow you in this thing here. I'm trying to live a saved life. So let's turn to chapter 40. Thank God for my pastor also. I like to always acknowledge my pastor. Thank God for her allowing me to stand before you all, you know, and even not just on every last Sunday, but every Sunday morning she allows me to take the class and she sits in sometimes. So I feel privileged, you know, to be able to stand and teach before my pastor. And I just thank God for her for being so humble and understanding and knowing what God wants. You know, we all got to come to a place in our life where we're going to have to stand before people. You know, may not be in no church setting. You know, I find myself standing amongst a lot of people out there in the street, a lot of them, and they need it. And because they don't believe in church, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in what we do, they don't believe in nothing. And but they don't even believe that they ate this. I'm like, whoa, man, well, I don't even go into that. You know, you start a whole other conversation, argument, all that stuff going on. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this word that you have given me. I pray, Father God, that you would use me, God. I'm depending wholly on you this morning, God. Lord, I need you, God. I need you in a desperate way. I'm asking, Father, that you would, God, give the Holy Ghost, God. Give me the Holy Ghost and let him speak through me, Lord. Speak to me, God, so that I would encourage your people and comfort your people like you told me to, Lord. There is a time and there is a season, God, but I believe this is the time and this is the season, God, that you want your people to be comforted, Lord, and reassured, God, of what they're going through, God, that they will hear, they will have an answer from you, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you will use me on this morning in Jesus' name. Come on, give God one more good praise. Give him a good praise this morning. Hallelujah. He deserves it. The song said, you ought to have been there when he saved my soul. Man, I tell you, if he was there in a lot of places where he saved a lot of folk, that we wouldn't believe where we come from, you know. So, brother Ed, he going to stand before a whole lot of people because we got a whole lot of people out there that need that. Only brother Ed can talk to somebody like that, you know. We can give him the word, but he can really reach down and right where they at, and he can say, I understand. I can't say I understand that. Because I don't. I ain't been there. But they ain't been there. And we've been some places that we can say, I understand. You know, we all got a place that we've been, that we come from. But you're also going to be put in a place, too, after you come from somewhere. You're going back to a place. So ain't no need of us getting, you know, we can't get out of this place until we get out of here. You know, once down here, you're just going to keep going through, you know, but God going to keep, you keep going through, but God keep bringing you out. You know, we got to have these, we going to have these tests and trials. What you come out here to see, you know. And so the prophet Isaiah was commanded to comfort God's people after they had been in Babylon, they in captivity, going through. And we don't know nothing about that. You know, I don't know. I mean, my forefathers and all that, they was in captivity. You know, Jews, they know a lot about it. But I don't know nothing about that type of captivity that those people were going through. And so he said, comfort them, because God used other nations to spank, to whip his children. You know, because I'm understanding that if God had to put his hands on them, he probably would have, you know, took them on out of here. You know, so it says, comfort ye, my people, said the Lord, said your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned for she had received of the Lord's hand double for her, for all her sins. The voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low, and every crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. God is telling this man of God to comfort them and speak comfortably, kind to his sheep, to his people. And we have to know how, when we comfort somebody, that we know how to speak to God's people so we won't frighten them away. You know, oftentimes that when we speak so demanding to where people don't want to see you coming. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say, even though you're speaking the word. But he says, speak kindly to these people. You know, he said, for the voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare a way of the Lord to make straight in the desert a highway for God. Well, how can we prepare a way? Well, by being so rough to God's folk, you ain't preparing no way. When you speak kindly to somebody, you know, you do make a pathway. So when you watering or planting, God always got to come behind the planter and the waterer so he can give the increase. But if you don't open up that pathway like John did us, and that's what we're talking about, then God ain't got no room to work. We done clogged up the pathway. We done everything wrong just by speaking roughly. So he said, speak comfortably and kindly to my people. And he said, look, every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. What God is talking about here, he ain't talking about no literally mountain and no valley. God is talking about the valley that you in. See, he said, look, every valley, every place that you are feeling low in your life, every bowed down head, every broken spirit, that's a valley. All of those places that you in, I don't know where you at, only God knows. I know where I am, and God knows. He said, but the valleys are going to be exalted, and the mountains is going to be made low. Those folk and the enemy that's got you bound, the enemy that's causing all of this ruckus and all of this trouble, God said, look, we're going to switch some roles around here. You know, we finna switch up around there. You've been in the valley long enough. You've been down with your head long enough. God is telling us that, look, we are the head and not the tail. Huh? We ain't supposed to be beneath. We're supposed to be above. It's time for us to switch the role. It's time for us to come on top where we're supposed to be and know that God is on our side and we're supposed to have our feet on the devil's neck. That's where the devil belongs. It's time for us to switch roles, saints of God. We ain't going to always be in the battle. He said, look, I'm letting you know now. Be of good cheer. The things that you're waiting on, you ain't going to always be there. And so don't think that you, because of today, how it is, and tomorrow, how it might be. Live today. You thank God for today, how things are. You know, today, tomorrow ain't promised to me. It ain't promised to you. You know, you give God the glory right now and you start praising God right where you at in that valley. Watch and see, don't you switch roles. You look around and be wondering, how did I get up here, Lord? You know, how did I get up here? Because you giving God thanks in all things. You giving God praise under your circumstances. You know, the circumstances going to change. Situations going to change. You know, but God said it's time for us to switch some roads, and your valley ain't always going to be a valley. It's going to be a mountaintop one day, and your crooked paths ain't going to always be crooked. It's going to be made straight if you can trust and believe God. God is coming for people. God is going to come for those that believe that God is going to come. I don't care where we at. I don't care what we going through. The Bible said comfort them. I'm telling you, whatever you're going through, God gonna come. He gonna change this thing around. I'm switching my role. I'm coming on top. I'm getting on top. I don't care how hard the trial is. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what the saints are saying. But God said, we finna switch some roles. He said, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. See, this ain't none of me. This is God telling you. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. How? God's glory going to be revealed. Because when your valley has been made a mountain, you're going to get out there and start telling about it. You're going to be out there testifying about you should have been there. You ought to have been there not when he only saved my soul, but when he brought me out of this miry clay, this mess that I was in. Huh? And then that's how the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed to the world. It's going to be revealed to the church. But look where God had brought you from. Huh? It's going to be revealed. People are going to see it. And he said in verse 6, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. He said, the grass bloweth, the flower, the grass withered, and the flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord blew upon it. Surely the people is grass. Now, he's talking about this nation that's troubling Israel. He said, surely them folk, they're just grass. Because the Lord is going to blow up on them just like a flower or the grass. You walk through your flower patch or your grass, you ain't got to worry about it too much. It's going to grow back. Huh? You walk through flower patch, you know, they you don't water them. They limp over, they get, you think they dead. You know, but they come back. But when God say, he going to blow. He going to blow. Now see, look. Let's get this straight. God breathed into man. And he gave him life. That's the difference between breathing and blowing. When God breathed into man, he gave us life. Because had he blowed into Adam, he would explode him. So what God is telling us here, right here in this verse, he said, look. He said, what shall I tell him? You know, I said, Lord, what do you want me to cry and tell him? Let me tell the people. He said, the grass, you know, it's the flesh, your problem, your situation, your circumstance is as grass. Now, when God get the blowing on it, it's no more. Your problem, your situation, your circumstance, whatever you're going through, it ain't going to be no more. When God get through blowing on it, God finna start blowing on some things in this church. You hear me? God gonna blow on some things that got your family hooked up, your husband, your wives, your children. God finna start blowing on some stuff. I'm asking God to blow, Lord. Blow on me. Blow on my children. Blow, Lord. Blow that stuff on out the way. Because if God don't blow it out the way, it won't get moved. You know? We do a little pulling up the grass and flowers. That stuff, we can't get to the root of the problem. When God blow on the thing, he gets to the root of the problem. It's going to be no more, just like he told Israel. He said, look on them Egyptians. You see them today, after today, you won't see them no more. I'm telling you, God said. Yes, and I'm stepping out there. God said. The problems that you have today, you ain't going to see them no more. Because he said, comfort the people. God finna blow on your situation, little sister. Don't you worry about it. You're going to be crying no more for sorrow. You're going to be crying tears of joy. God is going to blow on your situation. God is going to do it for, and when he do it, it ain't going to be no more. That problem ain't going to be no more. Not that we ain't going to have no more trials and tribulations. We're going to have the trials and tribulations. God going to blow on Donald's situation. God going to blow on your mother. God going to blow on your situation. God going to blow on our situations. You want God to blow on your situation? You say, God, just blow on my situation, Lord. Because with God blowing your situation, it ain't going to be no more. Huh? It ain't going to be no more. It can't be no more. Not that the enemy ain't going to come up no more. But God going to blow on that too. He may not blow. He may bring some consuming fire. You know, he ain't going to always answer the same way. You know, but God going to get rid of your problem. He promised to get rid of our problems. He said the grass withered and the flower fades. Your stuff is going to wither. It's going to fade away right before your eyes. You're going to wonder, Lord, what happened? What? I didn't do nothing. It just went away, Lord. I woke up this morning with the Lord on my mind. And that situation, that problem, it didn't bother me no more. Huh? God going to fade it away. It's going to fade. It's going to ride on off into the sunset when God get through doing it. And he says, the grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Huh? If God said it, I believe God gave me this word. If God said it, then his word is going to stand forever. It won't return to him void. That's why I'm assured that God gave me this. I'm assured that God wants you to hear what he's got to say. I'm assured that your problem ain't going to be no more, because God's word is going to stand forever. It's going to last above anything. Your problem, your circumstance, your situation, God's word is going to be on top. And your problem going to be no more. It's going to be on the bottom. I believe the word of God. He said, O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, he said. Lift up your voice with strength. Whoever bringing good news to God's people, lift up your voice. Don't be mumbling. Be assured that God told you what he told you. Huh? Speak it. Because it ain't you that's speaking, it's me. What do I say? What he said. Be not afraid. Folks sitting here, we're afraid that God ain't going to do it. Be not afraid. I wish I had a step ladder so I can get up on the mountain, where I can get up and cry. Don't be afraid. God said, don't be afraid. Don't worry about your problem. Don't worry about your situation. Don't be afraid. Say, lift up your voice with all your strength. I used to do it with my children playing football. Go, Al. Go, 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 go. Running down the sideline with him. I'm supposed to be working the chains and say, Al, you can't do that. We don't even know where to spot the ball at no more. I said, well, I was just cheering him on. I'm cheering you. Go. Don't be afraid. God is on your side. Your problems ain't going to be no more. He said, behold, the Lord will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently, 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 not roughly, Brother Al, gently lead those that are with young. Huh? God said, look, he going to feed his flock. He ain't going to be like those no good shepherds out there we got. We got some guys that call themselves shepherds. They pimps. They ain't changed their way. That's what this brother was talking to me about yesterday. One of the things he hit on, he said, man, some of these preachers ain't preachers. You know, some of them, God ain't called some of them. I said, well, I believe, brother, I sure do believe. He said, because, you know, a lot of them are pimps. And I had to agree with him. I chimed in. I said, you know what? I believe that, because I see some of them, they ways ain't changed. Some of them are still cool like they was a long time ago. They still stand, you know, got that stand and they fingernails. And they just, you know, you can tell a guy from the street, can't you, Willie? Huh? Can't nobody put no wool over your eyes. You've been in the street. You know, if you've been in the street, then you know what the street look like. You know, anybody coming from the street, like, oh, man. But I said, Lord, I don't want to judge them. But when they get to talking about what they're talking about, doing what they're doing, I say, yeah. But I'm going to be like David. I'm going to touch not thou knowing and do not prophesy on. Because I ain't put them there. I don't know what God got. I don't know what God is doing. I said, brother, it ain't for us to know. But one thing I know is I won't be sitting up on them. I won't stay there and hear nothing they got to say. You know, because they ways ain't changed. And he said, look, I'm going to feed my flock. Now, them guys ain't feeding the flock. They taking everything that they can from them flock. Money, putting ATMs in the churches. They tell them, look, bring those W-2s. We need to know how much you're making so we know how much you're supposed to be putting in the tithe and the offerings. You know, come on, bring this stuff on in here. You know, that ain't to me. That's just a pimp move. You know, that's what you do. Bring me the money. You know, you go out there and work for it, but bring me the money. Bring me the money. You know, and so God said, look, I'm going to feed my sheep. All we got to do is trust in the Lord. Anybody trusting in the Lord today? I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm leaning on his everlasting arm. I'm trusting in him. And do good. Anybody doing good? I'm trying my best, Lord. I'm doing the best that I can, Lord. I ain't doing it all good, but Lord, you know my heart. I'm striving to enter in. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. Huh? And surely thou shalt dwell in the land. That's what he said. He said, he's going to deliver you with a strong hand. Huh? And his arm will rule. And verily thou shalt be fed. Be fed. God's going to take care of his people. All you got to do is have that little word in you. You know, ain't got to be no great word. Lord, whatever I'm going through, give me a word to counter what I'm going through. And I can depend on that. You know? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land. And you shall be, you ain't going to miss a meal. Your kids ain't going to miss no meal. God going to take care of his sheep. You ain't got to worry about what's going on outside the house or what's going on inside the house. But God is in control. He said, look, I'm going to fade this stuff away. It's going. It's got to go because God said it. He said, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and met out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in the scales and the hills in the balances? Who had directed the spirit of the Lord or been his counselor had taught him? With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Huh? Who taught God? Mama didn't teach him. Daddy sure enough didn't teach him. Who taught God? Who knows? Huh? How many stars up in heaven? They trying to figure that all out. Don't nobody know none of this stuff but God. God is so great to man just marvel like they've tried to be like God. God said down here, said, look, who can you liken me to? Who can you compare me to? I can't compare you to daddy. I can't compare you to my brother. There ain't nobody like God. We say it all the time. Boy, ain't nobody like God. There is nobody, not one. You can search the heavens. You can search the earth. You can search all over. You can search. You can shake your family tree. Uncle Billy was just like, almost like God. Now, ain't nobody. You can't compare nobody like to God. Ain't no comparison. He's in a class by himself. That's what they used to say about Mercedes Benz. It's in a class all by itself. Now, it ain't. You got the BMW, you got the Maserati, you got this, you got that. But what you got to compare with God? Let's see. You got God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, you got Jesus. You ain't got nothing else to compare them with. Can't nothing else step up to God. I'm God by myself. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of your family. I'm going to take care of your family. I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to watch over your kids when you gone. Don't you worry about it. All of that's taken care of. All of that's taken care of. Who can we liken to our Father? He said, directed the spirit of the Lord being his counselor or taught him? With whom took he counsel and instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? He said, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as small dust in the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. What God is saying right there, Brother Al. Behold, the nations is as a drop in a bucket. Remember, the nations were the people that God used to bring, you know, judgment on his people, you know, so going through. How about that? They were going through. And God said, look, them nations ain't nothing but a drop in the bucket. God telling you, your stuff that you think is so big and heavy, can't be handled. Ain't nobody handling this, God. You did that yesterday, but this is just, you know, I don't know. I don't know if God can do this, y'all. We just got to wait and see. He said, man, that ain't but a drop in a bucket. You know, what you got that's so big that God can't handle? Huh? Man, this is a drop in a bucket. You know, that's all your problem is worth, is a drop. I'm telling my problems from now on, the situation, man, you ain't but a drop. Huh? Pain, you ain't nothing but a drop. Huh? Brokenness, you ain't nothing but a drop. Huh? Huh? You ain't nothing but a drop. You can't handle God. You can't handle him. And he said, the Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. My God, all nations. And they had to fight people back then. You know, they couldn't handle the people. But we ain't fighting people. Sometimes it feel like we fighting folk. But we got to realize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Huh? We ain't wrestling against the folk. It ain't the brother now. It's what the brother bowing down to. We got to figure out a way to lift him on up and say, bow down over here. It's where you're supposed to bow down. So all nations before him was nothing. And they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will we liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? He said, look, the Lebanon is not sufficient. You know, and the beast, therefore, not sufficient for burnt offering. But God is telling you that these things, these 19 and 20, they didn't have no offering to bring to God. It wasn't good enough. The trees that they worship, the meats that they tried to sacrifice, he said that ain't good enough. God needed a perfect sacrifice. He needed something that was greater than what man can give. That's why he gave his son. This is what God is talking about down here in this passage. He said, what you have, it just ain't good enough. I gave you something, but you didn't want it. I'm giving you a son, but you sweeping them out the door. We want God to sweep over this place, and some folk want to sweep them out the room. We want God to sweep over this room in this house. You know, what God got for us, it is sufficient. He gave his only begotten son. And his only begotten son that we can have life. And not only life, but have it more abundantly. See, a lot of people ain't experiencing that more abundant life because they letting their situation and their problems pull them down. You know, when it's time to praise God, you got to praise God. Our sister said on Friday night, it's some things that we got to do is what our flesh don't want to do. It's against the flesh's will to do. When you're going through, flesh don't want to say, thank you, Jesus. Flesh don't want to say hallelujah anyhow. Flesh don't want to give God praise. So sometimes when you're going through, you got to give God praise because God is going to inhabit the praises of his people. So what God gave us is sufficient. It is good enough. And he said, have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth on the circle of earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spread them out as a tent to dwell in. He said that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. He shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then, again, God asking, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, said the Holy One? Huh? He said, have you not heard? Have you not known? Has it been told to you? We've heard a long time ago about this man named Jesus. We heard a long time ago, and we seen for ourselves how people had gotten delivered. I remember that was a time I was running through the neighborhood, cutting up, but they had this church on the corner of Cook and Sarah. Every other night, they had a tent service, but they had an outside service. And man, I don't care who you were, the baddest dudes, your rivalries, they were lined up around that fence listening to the word of God. We was just like this. I mean, we was there all night long. I mean, just listening. And I don't think mama knew we was there listening. But something down inside of us caused us to be drawn to that word. Something down inside of us say, pause, whatever y'all was out there doing. Go listen so you can know later on. A lot of times we don't think that our children are getting nothing. They getting something out there. They getting some good word out there because I got some good word out there. You got something. You got some people out there that's laboring in the word. And I was just laying on that fence. We just be laying. Now, I ain't think about the so-called rivalry over there. We looking. I mean, the fence was just lined with young people. I mean, we were just lined all the way around, big old yard. And we just, and then when he stopped, I mean, 12, 1 o'clock, we go back to doing what we did. Ain't that crazy? But look, like I told a man yesterday, I never thought I'd be up here talking to nobody about Jesus. I thought I'd never be able to stand before any people to say anything. But look what God can do for you. When you give your life to God, when you trust in God, look what God can do for you. He will save your children. God will turn your household around. Look what God can do. We already heard what God can do. Have you not heard? I heard what he can do. I know what God can do. He did it for my brother. He went from selling dope to using the dope. And this was a guy I idolized. I said within myself, I want to be just like him. I want to be just like him. When I saw him getting in trouble with the law, and law started pulling me over and say, Alvin. I said, man, that ain't none of me. That's my brother. Shut up. That is you, huh? Like, that ain't none of me. And I thought, Lord, something got to change. I cut off all my hair. And I saw him, he cut off all his hair. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm working in the prison here. He coming to prison and say, man, don't you? I said, no, that's my brother. Before you can get anything out, that ain't none of me. I'm right here. He up there on the fifth floor. And he knew what he was doing. Fred had trouble. I know his Social Security number. All he got to do is give him that Social Security number. Well, them fingerprints going to tell the difference. Take his fingerprint and let you know who he is. Oh, so you have. I said, I've been telling y'all that. You know, look what God can do for you. God keep you out of a mess when the devil trying to just pull you in anyway. Trying to pull you down anyway. God got a ram in the bush. He got that chosen oblation, that chosen offering. God offered up his son for us. Huh? He said, look, he going to bring the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth vanity. We going through a situation now with a granddaughter. My wife called me. She was texting me about what's going on. She was just so, I didn't hear her voice, but I know her spirit. And when I read it, I just read it like as if though she was talking to me on the phone. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. That don't make no sense. And immediately, the word of God came to me. Huh? The word of God tell me, say, look, there is no weapon formed against you. That's what I text. There is no weapon formed against you. It shall prosper. None. He said, in every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn it. God going to condemn them lying tongues right there in that judge. The judge, the counsel, and all of God going to condemn it. Watch and see. And I said, Lord, I don't care what they're doing. All I know is the enemy is trying to get at us. God sees you going some places. He does. God has ordained your feet to go places anyway, not to sit still. God sees us moving, but the enemy sees it too. Sometimes the only one don't see it is you. Because you think you're just sitting there. One day, God going to call and say, go. Like, Lord, me, I ain't ready for that, Lord. Pastor, what's my gift? What's my calling? What you asking pastor for? You know? Isaiah said, here am I, Lord. That was Isaiah. Send me, Lord. I don't know what I'm going to say. That's what I said yesterday morning. I said, Lord, I go. When he called me, I looked at the phone. I dropped that phone. I don't want to go out there. I know they call for some work. I get tired of all of that kind of work. I said, but Lord, if you send me, I go. Fill my mouth with the words. Got down there, God did some work. God did some work. I didn't do no work. God did all of the work. I didn't lift damn finger. I didn't patch it. Nothing. God did the patching. God patched him up, patched his wife up. God started patching up the house. God gonna patch up our house. God started already yesterday when he said, look, I'm gonna blow on some stuff. God started blowing through some things, man. God started blowing. I know you're tired. You tired, ain't you, Brother Flippo? You tired. God finna blow on your situation. God gonna blow on your situation. But when that tiredness came to me, you the first person I thought of. I did. Am I telling the truth? You the first person I said, hey, he just tired. He just tired. He just tired. God finna blow on you. You ain't gonna be tired no more. You gonna come back running next week. You gonna come back revived next week. You gonna be asking us, what's wrong with y'all? I thought we supposed to be rehearsing and everybody else trying to get out of here. Come on back in here. You know, that's what God gonna revive us. God gonna bring us back to life. He gonna do it. He gonna do it. Down at verse 28, he said, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainted not, neither is he weary. Sometimes we think God just tired of dealing with us. Somebody used to tell me, said, God tired of hearing from you. Why are you just worrying God? Well, if there is such a thing, then I want to worry him. Not only want I need to worry God, but my Bible tells me that God does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God don't get tired. We the one give up. Huh? We the one give up because he said, look, who fainteth not, neither is weary. We the one give in. We want God tell us to stay down there for 7 days. Well, Lord, you ain't came, and 7 days ain't over yet. We give up at noon. We give up at 11:59 p.m. God ain't going to come. That's what Saul thought when Samuel told him, say, look, 7 days. You wait 7 days. I'll be back. I'm going to have a word for you. God going to come back. He going to have a word for you. Saul started doing stuff he wasn't supposed to do like we do. He started giving sacrifices. And Samuel came back on the 7 days. Said, what are you doing, Saul? That's what God said. What are you doing, Al? What are you doing? I told you I was going to come. God going to come. He going to be there. You going to be there doing what you're supposed to be doing. You going to be on your knees. You going to be fasting. You going to be praying. You going to be keeping your tongue. Huh? He said, God said, I don't get fainted, neither is he weary. Why? Because he give power to the faint. That's what the Bible said. And give them that have no might strength. God give us the strength. So if you're telling yourself, the enemy line you took to, I can't stay down. I can't watch with you for an hour, Lord. I can't do 30 minutes, Lord. I can't do 15 minutes. Lord, you know how hard it is. Yes, he does know how hard. Who else don't know? Out of all people, who don't know it's hard to stay down there and fight against flesh, to keep your mind on what God wants? Out of all people, Lord, you know. Yes, he know. He know that we can do it. He know that we can do all things when he strengthens us. You can do it if you want to do it. But I tell you what. We talked about this morning about some places. You know, we know that the enemy, he walks up and down in dry places. That's where he live at. But God going to allow some of the folk to get in some dry places. So the enemy just walk up and down on you until you get to where you're supposed to be. He going to cause you. He going to look, you in a dry place. You don't want to come out. You don't want to drink of my well of salvation. You don't want to do nothing. Just stay on down there in that dry place. And the enemy just going to tear you up. He going to light you up. And then, Lord, how'd I get in this place? Lord, get me out of this place. Lord, help me. Lord, look, girl, I got to go and pray now. Because you're going to be in a place to where you know you got to get a hold of God. You know, that's why God allow us to get into some places. Because he know we got to get a hold of him. Because if we don't get a hold of God, then ain't nothing going to get fixed. Ain't nothing going to work for us. We got to be in some place. God just said, look, tell your son. Just going to let him go. He don't bump his head. He'll come back. And I tell guys this often, just be there for him when he come back. He going to come back. He going to see that he need. We going to see that we need God. We going to see that we need God. A lot of folks think, I don't need God. My pockets are fat. My children going to college. I got a big, pretty house. Cars. If my car break down, I ain't got to get up under there and fix it. I can take it to the shop. But you need God. You know, people depending on things and one another. He said, I'm the one to give power to the faint and increase you with strength. It's me. And so to end this, saints of God, verses, he said, look, verse 30, he said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He talking about these ones that think they strong. He talking about the ones that think they can handle it. I can handle this, daddy. I got it. I don't need, nope, it's a different day. Look, let me do this. Hey, how come you answer your phone? I said, man, I was busy. I'm working. Well, what I want to talk to you about, that's what we I be wanting to say, oh, you didn't want to listen to me the other day. You didn't want to hear what I had to say the other day. Now you calling. God don't do that, though. He said, God don't say, well, you didn't want to listen to me, Brother Hal. But now you calling me now. You know, I thought you can handle this. I thought you were strong enough for this trial. I thought you were strong enough for this test. He said, but look, but they ain't that wait up on the Lord. I know we know this scripture. Huh? We've been quoting this scripture, but I'm going to quote it again. But they that wait up on the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, you waiting on God today? I'm waiting on God today. I'm waiting on him. My strength has been renewed. It's been revived. Yes, Lord, I'm waiting. But they that wait up on the Lord, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Who got their wings? I got my wings because you know what? My problem is down there. The enemy is up under my feet. I'm up sowing over this problem that I got. Or you sowing over your problem or you down there with the enemy? Huh? You down there with the enemy or you like that eagle with that claw on his neck? Huh? Where we at? Oh, we down there. I got my wings, Lord. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting for you. And he said, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on, saints of God. Come on. Your problem, it ain't going to be no more. We got to run with Jesus. If we run with Jesus, we ain't going to be weary. We got to walk in the word. Huh? Order my steps, Lord. You know, I ain't one of them pimps, Ronnie. But Lord, order my steps. You know, I tell people, I'll say, how your family doing, Brother Al? I said, we ain't making no strides, but we just making steps. God ordering our steps. We ain't striding. We ain't got there yet, but we still moving. We making our steps. So look, your problem, what God had me home in on, situations, I know everybody in here got something going on. You can sit there all you want. I said, well, no, not me. Everything is good. Might be good right now. But put this in your pouch like David did with the mother stones. God going to breathe on your sons and daughters situation. The situation that's keeping them from being saved, doing what they're supposed to do, ain't going to be no more. Your husbands that you won't save, especially the one that God has plucked out. Huh? He's good at saved. He as good as saved. And when Pastor ministered to you last Sunday, right before she did it, when we were singing, he popped in my spirit, in my mind, and I saw him back behind me. And then that's when she came and went right on to ministering to you. And I thought, Lord have mercy. Lord, God know I'm not lying. I ain't up here just finding something to say. I can scroll this thing. I can find something to say. But God knows. It's going to happen. Jobs, things that's keeping people from getting the jobs that they want, God finna blow on them. He gonna blow on them. He ain't gonna breathe on them. He don't want that stuff to be life. He gonna blow that stuff right on out your way. Stuff that's holding people down. Don't worry about your husband. They ain't saved yet. Use that word, yet. They ain't saved yet. My children, brought up in church from the womb. That song you were singing, Yes, Jesus Loved Me. Was you here when she was playing? Why? Thought about my grandbaby. He walks around. Jesus loves me, this I know. Boy, you talking about when she started playing that, it brought tears to my eyes. And the other kids just look at him. They just marvel at him when he sings that. And he don't stop singing. God gonna blow on some things. That's what he told me, saints. I lift my hand and I stand here before God. Because God told me this. I had the ultimate gift prepared. Didn't I, Pastor? I had the ultimate gift prepared. Because Christmas came. And I came here and saw all those gifts. I thought, my God. I mean, it was a bunch of gifts in here. What? Spirit of the Lord said, they got gifts. Prophecies and faith. They got the ultimate gift, too. And we're going to talk about the ultimate gift the next time God allowed me to speak. So, know that you ain't here by chance. And I'm, this ain't none of me, Pastor. You know, I don't do this. Especially you. You. God going to blow on your situation. I believe it. I believe it. Your tears of sadness going to be tears of joy. And I'm going to cry with you because I cried with you this morning. I'm going to cry with you. I want to see us happy. He wants that abundant life. He does. He didn't send his son here to die for nothing. And I'm going to take advantage of not his death, but his resurrection. You know, it's going to happen. You don't have to stop. Always, Lord, save my children. Other needs. God said, I know your children need to be saved. And I believe they are turning. I believe it's going to happen. That's a word that has went out over all of us. And it behooves us to keep that word. The word that's on my children was, when the one gets saved, like yours did, they're going to come in like dominoes effect. And I hold fast to that. I believe it. Let one of them truly get saved. The rest of them going to be like dominoes. They're going to fall right on in there. Sure enough, I believe it. So I'm holding on to that word. I'm holding on to this word. God going to blow on our situations. Only God knows what they are. Healings. Deliverance. Folk losing their joy. He going to blow on that stuff to get that stuff out of you so you can get your joy back. People need their joy, but need their songs back. They need it back because your songs bless other folk. Blesses me when somebody come in with a song. Lifts me up. You know, I might look like I'll be doing good. But when somebody starts singing a song and it touches my heart, you probably say, well, yeah, he probably wasn't doing that good because he over there just boo-hooing. But that's all right. Bring them songs in. Bring them in. He said, enter the gates. They had me put a picture up there. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Leave all that other stuff outside the gates. If you want to go back outside the gate and pick it up, go ahead. But don't bring that mess in here. Don't bring that stuff in here. Bring thanksgiving in here. Lord, we thank you. But this is the will of God concerning you in Christ, that you praise and thank him in all things, everything. We say it, but we mean it. Pastor said, she mean it. I'm like, I jump on board. That's the truth. Leave that stuff out. Trade your sorrows and your pain for the joy of the Lord. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Lord. Father, before we dismiss, we have to do two things. One, if there's anybody need prayer, we will touch and agree. If this word has touched you, you don't think you need prayer, stand fast on the word. God said the heaven and earth is going to pass away, but his word that he has spoken is going to stand forever. In the end, are we going to see what thus said the Lord? We lining up with this word. Praise God. At this time, we forgot, I thank God for my wife for reminding me, we forgot to do the tithes and the offerings. So while you're standing, let us bring our tithes and our offerings before our God. Hallelujah. I got you, mother. Hallelujah. Has everybody had the chance to give this morning? This time we're going to bless the offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this part of the service, God. We thank and praise you, Father God, for those, God, that you have sent out, God, to your storehouse, God, to your house, God, to bring into your storehouse, Lord. We pray, God, today, God, that you will bless those, the givers, Lord, those that had not to give, but they had it in their heart, God, to give, Lord. Lord, God, you said, God, you will bless the cheerful givers, Lord. So they gave, God, out of their hearts this morning. So we pray, God, that you will continue to bless, Lord. Bless equally 100-fold, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sorry I didn't take the offering, but I was just loving this word that God gave me, because I believe, saints, I truly believe that God is going to blow in some situations, you know. You know, God knows what we need. So when he gave me that at the last minute, I said, Lord, I'm going to do my best to follow you. And all I can do, where he leads me, I will follow him. If there be nothing else, Pastor, you got anything? You got any announcements that we need to make? One thing I'd like to say, don't let us forget, especially me, don't let us forget to get with our children on these scriptures, these verses, right? We'll start on that early so we won't be fumbling at the last minute. Anybody else have anything? We have choir rehearsal or anything? Okay, I ain't seen nobody kicking no rocks. All right, let us dismiss. Bow our heads. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the word on this morning, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for being so mindful of us, God, that you came down, Lord, and you visited us through your word, God. Thank you, Father, for confidence in our hearts, oh God. Lord, we thank you for being omniscience, Lord. You know what to do, God, when to do it, and how to do it, God. We just bless you this morning, God. And we pray, Father God, that this word, God, Lord God, get rooted down in our spirits, oh God. And we pray, Father God, that we just believe you, God, that you're going to blow on every situation, not some, God. The things that we're going through, Lord, you promise, God, that we won't see them no more, Lord. So we bless your name on this morning, God. And as we depart, God, from this place, Lord, but never from your presence, we pray, God, that you'll watch over us, Lord. Give us traveling mercies, God. Bring us back to the point of time in Jesus' holy name. Amen.